Jason.
Is out sick. Nick and Emily are in here holding down the fort, talking video games and push-up dads and other things. And now Willy's Wonderland?
Willy's Wonderland. Mr. Nick Cage.
Explain,
I love that man.
Emily, explain to the people.
Explain. So Nick Cage just came out with a new movie called Willy's Wonderland. And I must say, it is what I like to call a good, bad movie. Okay.
Here, real quick, because Emily is a noted young person.
Yeah.
And do you remember a time where Nicolas Cage was not crazy Nick Cage, but was in fact one of like the best actors of our times?
National Treasure.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah.
I remember National Treasure. That was a big one when I was growing up.
But Raising Arizona, Face Off.
Oh, Face Off. Face Off is the other
Face
one.
Face Off. I loved.
Yeah. Face Off was good. But nowadays it seems like he's just kind of like doing whatever he wants to do. He blows his money on whatever he wants to spend, and then he's like, crap, I got to do another deal.
Exactly. He literally got into a bunch of tax trouble years ago, and so he has not said no to a movie since then.
Yeah.
And I like it because he's leaned into, I forget the one where he was the parents go crazy. He was in that. He just had one where he was a samurai from space that was fighting aliens or Lovecraft monsters.
Uh-huh.
And he's really leaned into this role, and Emily made me watch this movie. It's Willy's Wonderland. It's on Hulu. And let me see if I can do this without putting a swear word on the radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Willy's Wonderland. Spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland, and I will pay to have your car fixed. Deal? You are officially on staff. Let's get the hell out of here. I can't stand to hear a grown man scream.
Okay.
I can just explain. Basically, Willy's Wonderland, if you know anything about Five Nights with Freddy's, I know some people had some issues with this movie because it seemed like when it first came out, it seemed like it was going to be a Five Nights.
I like how you explain this movie by using a reference that nobody gets to.
People will get it. Five Nights at Freddy's. But it's basically about this guy who comes in. He needs a place to stay for the night. And so this small town has a abandoned like Chuck E. Cheese type building. And they ask him to clean it and be the janitor for the night. But there's some secrets.
There's the animatronic band characters that they come to life, and they try to take down Nicolas Cage.
It becomes a slasher movie.
That's a bad idea. And you referenced Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a video game that is the same premise. And when I was going into this, I was like, yes, this is just a ripoff of this famous video game. But I don't know who's responsible for it, but they nailed it. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you would think of Nicolas Cage versus satanic animatronic puppets.
Yes.
And it works.
It works so well. The thing with the Five Nights at Freddy's thing is somebody made a comment that I liked, and people are like, we're really glad that this isn't Five Nights with Freddy's, because the fact that it didn't try to be Five Nights at Freddy's, just kind of had the same idea, made it good.
Yeah.
And the best part about this movie is that the entire time, Nicolas Cage does not say a word.
He doesn't say a solitary word.
Literally anything. Not even like a scream or like a or like anything. Nothing at all.
I think he makes like two kind of grunts at some point. Because I was like, surely at the end he's going to finally say something, get a payoff. And no, they never explain it.
No.
There's not a reason. You don't know his character's backstory. He just shows up in this small town. And I watched the entire movie because I don't like horror movies. And I feel like this is more...
It's comedy. It's 100%
than a horror, like, Annabelle Conjuring type thing.
Yeah, it's a comedy slasher.
Yeah, it's absolutely a comedy. And again, I loved it. And yeah, you said it's a good, bad movie.
Good, bad movie.
There's parts of it that are kind of like with the some of the characters and the script. There's a gratuitous sex scene that I loved.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
only thing is that should have been in the ball pit. You should have had sex in the ball pit. That's how you do it.
But again, gross.
You know, there's some issues with dialogue and some things. You're like, oh, that's cheesy.
But the cinematography is actually surprisingly good, too. That's crazy.
They're committed to doing this movie, and it works. And the Nicolas Cage not speaking thing, I was like, that's the right choice.
Yeah.
That was absolutely the right choice.
I heard it was an artistic choice, but my theory is that this, because I looked it up, the director really doesn't have a lot of other movies that are popular. So I'm just suspecting that he was like, hey, we need a big name on here. Let's get Nick Cage. And And then Nick Cage gave him his price, and they said, oh, we can't afford that. Can you knock off a couple, you know, $1,000 or $1 million so that just if you don't talk, you have no lives?
Well, that's, I don't think that's how that works.
I mean,
contracts and things.
This is just my theory.
I think that's Nicolas Cage. I think he brought that to the role. He was like, I will do this movie, because he was also a producer of it as well.
Yeah, he did.
That's how, you know, he brings his clout and gets things done. I think that was just his, like, I'll do this, but I don't want to talk. That's my character thing. And again, it works.
Oh, it does. I love him. He has so many good little parts in this. Switching out his t-shirts, all the ritual, all the routine. I am a big, go Nick. Go Nick. Not you, Nick. Nick Cage, Nick.
I can go as well. That's fine. It's out on Hulu right now. Go check it out. It's like an hour and a half. And I think if you're, especially if you enjoy just kind of like gore, or like dark comedies things.
It's kind of like an 80s slasher-ish, goofy.
Or if you just like insane Nicolas Cage and doing insane Nicolas Cage things as well.
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wallerland. Go see that on Hulu. That's there streaming now. That's, we will have Cypress Hill tickets coming up in just a little bit for Are You Smarter Than Emily? That's stay tuned for that. Cypress Hill fans, stay tuned. 101X Morning X with Jason Dick and friends.
Jason
is out sick. Nick and Emily holding down the fort. And we are talking the new Nicolas Cage movie that's out on Hulu, which is
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland.
Yep.
And basically, if you didn't catch this, our previous segment on it, he plays a guy who has to stay overnight in a haunted pizza parlor place that has an animatronic band, and hijinks ensue. And the moral of the story is that it's really good. Both of you are just a fan of Nicolas Cage. If you're a fan of kind of dark comedy,
good bad movies,
gore
that's
movies,
what I say.
Yeah, they nailed it. They nailed it. It's exactly what you would think a movie that's of that premise is, and they went 100% commitment to it. And I think they pulled it off. I'm excited. Like, I'll frequently will see a movie or a TV show where I'm like, you know what, that wasn't good, but I'm glad they got it made. And the new Mortal Kombat that just came out is a perfect example.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say about that.
It's not perfect, but I'm like, it's a proof of concept, and I want to see what they can, if they can take the jump to the next level. And so if there's a Willy's Wallerland 2 or whatever it is, I'm excited for it. At Punk Rock Physicist says, I've actually been meaning to watch this movie. I hear it's just weird. There are narrative choices that are so dumb yet satisfying.
Yeah.
But that everyone just went with everything. And it's exactly that.
They didn't take themselves too seriously in the movie.
No.
That's the key.
Here's my other thing is that I noticed from this, and this is probably not a hot take. It's probably something that people should have been pointing out years ago. I don't think Nicolas Cage is acting anymore.
Oh, no.
Like, because again, we pointed out in Wally's Wallerland.
Willy's Wonderland.
Excuse me. I'll get it right eventually.
Okay.
His character doesn't speak, and they don't give you a reason. They don't go into it. It's just, hey, and that's how the movie is with all these things. Like, just, go with it. It's fine. But other than that, I was like, I think he's just playing himself. He doesn't have a character name or whatever. He's just called the janitor.
Yeah, I know.
And it's because
that's his name.
Like, he could have played himself. They could have told me Nicolas Cage stops off at you know, Willy's
Wonderland.
Willy's Woolard Face Land. And I'm like, yeah, that still works. I think he's just that's exactly how he is. And that's kind of like
that's,
I can only imagine.
That's what the people want, I think, right now, too.
Sure. I can only imagine what it's like to work with Nicolas Cage and as a director or a producer, especially when he is, you know, his clout is why your movie's kind of getting made. Like, it's all just a matter of just managing him and just, you know, keeping him on track and not letting him go all completely off the deep end. But yeah. So that's fine. It's a good movie.
Zachary
Bromfels also wanted to know, what was peak Nicolas Cage before he started going down this crazy movie trail? And he says, is it The Rock? After that was Con Air and then Face Off. Face Off is the peak. And you said that Emily, you've seen Face Off.
Yeah, I have. I liked Face Off. From my little Nick Cage knowledge, I do agree with that, because right after Face Off is whenever he started doing kids animated movies.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like he was in the Ant Bully.
Well, and if you don't know Face Off, it's Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, they switch faces and like it's a stupid action movie, which I love personally. Face Off, great, 10 out of 10. But also, like, to play that range, because he has to go from playing a crazy, you know, comical supervillain terrorist guy to playing John Travolta's federal agent guy. And so, like, that's actually, you know, demonstrates how he can both do the crazy and do the serious good acting.
Yeah, because he's not only just playing a federal agent, he's playing John Travolta playing a federal agent.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He has to tap it. Let's see. After that was Snake Eyes, mm-hmm. Gone in 60 Seconds. He still is at The
Sunny,
Family Man, which is a surprisingly poignant movie. Then he does Adaptation in 2002, the Charlie Kaufman, where he plays twin screenwriter brothers. That's, I think, like, I feel I'm going to blame Charlie Kaufman, the actual writer of that, for pushing off the deep edge.
Oh, but next is National Treasure.
But he still has National Treasure, so he's not fully gone,
no.
Full Nicolas Cage.
I think it's after National Treasure, because then look at that, The Ant Bully. Come on.
I don't know what The Ant Bully is.
It's an animated movie that didn't do well in the box offices.
Don't bring up animated movies when we're talking filmography.
Well, but that's
Come
what
on.
I'm saying is he's already dipped into the animated, like, children's movie thing.
After National Treasure was Lord of War, where he plays a gun-running armsman guy deal that's actually still pretty good. Here's where it is. 2006, The Wicker Man.
The Weatherman.
The Wicker Man.
Yeah.
That is where Nicolas Cage loses it. The bees!
Okay.
That's what happens there. All right. That's enough Nicolas Cage talk. The bosses are telling me to pull the plug on that, but not pulling the plug on Are You Smarter Than Jason Dick, except we're doing it with Emily.
Yes.
And we're going to have your chance to win Cypress Hill tickets. If you want to go see Cypress Hill, August 8th, I think it is, at the place, thing, and the time. Here we go. Let's do this right. Cypress Hill is going to be playing the Whitewater Amphitheater out in New Braunfels Sunday, August 8th. And if you want to go, call in right now, 835-1015. If you think you can be smarter than Emily, 835-1015. Do it. 101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends, except the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Friends.
Jason.
Is out sick. Nick and Emily hold it on the fort, and we've got your chance to win Papa Roach tickets right now. And we go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Did I just say Papa Roach tickets?
You said Papa Roach tickets.
Sorry, that's a tease for the next song coming up. Cypress Hill tickets is what we have to give out. You know, go in the hallway, Emily.
Okay,
go out there in the hallway.
Okay.
If you did not get through, we have more Cypress Hill tickets that we will be giving out all week long. So stay tuned. We'll have plenty of chances for you guys. But right now, we've got my man Larry is on the phone. Larry, are you there? No, let me do the right way. Larry.
Come on.
All right. There's my man, Larry. We're going to give you your choice of three trivia topics. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more questions right than Emily, you will be going to see Cypress Hill, Whitewater Amphitheater, Sunday, August 8th. Your choices are famous cliches, famous sports moments, or inventions that helped the spread of information.
Let's do with famous sports moments.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. This is normally to push to other topics out because Jason knows sports, but it'll be fun to see if Emily can get any of these correct. Number one, in 1972, what NFL team beat the Oakland Raiders with a last-minute deflected touchdown catch known as the Immaculate Reception? What NFL team? 1972 beat the Oakland Raiders with a last-minute deflected touchdown catch known as the Immaculate Reception.
Green Bay Packers.
No, good guess. Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers is what we were looking for. Finally, number two, when Babe Ruth hit his famously called shot home run against the Cubs in the 1932 World Series, what field did he point to? Babe Ruth called his shot. What field did he point to? Left, right, or center?
Left field.
Center field. And finally, Michael Jordan's famous flu game against the Utah Jazz was actually a case of food poisoning brought on by what food? What did he eat that made him sick for the flu game? You can do it, Larry. You can do it.
Chicken?
Oh, good guess. Chicken, salmonella. I see what you're doing there. Pizza. It was a delivered pizza. We're going to get Emily back in here. And man, normally I would say she has no shot at famous sports moments, but Emily, our man Larry went 0-3.
So
I think you might.
I might. Nice would that be? Jason's not even here, and I could potentially
do the sports,
win at the sports thing. Oh,
All right.
Good God, Larry. Why did you choose this? Well, it backfired, so.
All right. Famous sports moments.
Okay.
This should be easy for a sports expert. And these are all, unfortunately, questions, not comments for you, Emily. Otherwise, you would nail it. All right. Darn. Just go, Nick. In 1972, what NFL team beat the Oakland Raiders with a last-minute deflected touchdown catch known as the Immaculate Reception?
Okay. Let me think.
1972, NFL team, deflected touchdown catch known as the Immaculate Reception.
The Immaculate... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay.
You know, that's what Larry said.
No way.
Yeah.
Larry, look
you
at us.
You guys are vibing.
I think that's the real answer.
No, it's Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, Pittsburgh okay. Steelers.
That was my second guess.
Green Bay Packers ice game. Put that in your head. The ice bowl.
Ice bowl. Cold.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Cheese. Number two, when Babe Ruth hit his famously called shot home run against the Cubs in the 1902 World Series. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I was around.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. What field did he point to? Left, right, or center?
Ooh, left, right, or center. So there's ABC. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he hit the home run. He said, "Woo! I did it! It went all the way out." And he was like, "I get to run around the whole bases."
He pointed to this place before and then hit the ball.
Oh,
there.
Before.
He called his shot. He said, "I'm going to hit a home run."
Oh, this
did
place.
Did he point to left, right, or center?
Center.
That's correct. Hold on, Larry. We do have a consolation prize for you. It's Cypress Hill tickets.
Sorry, that was gloating.
All right. Just for to rub it in his face, Michael Jordan's famous flu game was against the Utah Jazz. Was actually a case of food poisoning brought on by what food?
Jazz. What kind of food makes me think of jazz?
Michael Jordan's famous flu game against the Utah Jazz was actually a case of food poisoning brought on by what food?
Let's see. If he's in a rush to play this game... Pizza. It gets delivered.
That's correct.
No! Yeah.
It was famously in the Last Dance, which I know as a sports expert, you watched every second of.
I did.
They talked about how there were accusations that a local, because it was in Utah. So
yeah.
The local pizza place poisoned it.
Oh, pizza.
To get them out of there,
Utah pizza. That's why you just get Domino's or whatever.
Yeah. Also, it was apparently at 1:30 in the morning, which I'm like, Michael Jordan, go to bed, dude. You got basketball to play.
Yeah. You got a basketball game tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully tomorrow Jason is back, if not more of Nick and Emily. We also have more Cypress Hill tickets for you. And Emily did a very awesome interview that is coming out at noon today on Facebook.
It's coming out on YouTube, Facebook, whatever. It's all linked back to YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's
check out all the various. You know, just go like us on all the social medias.
And then
even
you'll
our
see.
TikTok. Go and just go to 101x.com and keep hitting refresh until it posts.
Baby's second interview, this time with Kat Von D. She's releasing a new song. She was super cool. I really liked her, so please go check that out.
Also, check out Emily's awesome hat.
Okay.
You have a good hat in this
It's
one.
A great hat.
Yeah. All right. more fun like that stuff things tomorrow. Kat Von D, all that Cypress Hill. Just go.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.